That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the end of June. Hang on to this week, because next week, everything's going to break loose as we go into July. So we're at the end of June, and we've got fired up energies coming at the end of July, not at the end of July, the end of June, as Pluto starts his last dance. So as June ends, we are in a transition state, which is not so easy. We're between two strong polarities. Neptune is at 29 degrees of Pisces, which is a very final degree. Although Saturn in Pisces is retrograde right now, when it moves forward, it will move towards that degree of 29 as well. And that happens in 2025. We have Pluto retrograde moving back into the final 29 degree of Capricorn. And that happens in September. One of the main elements of this energy is the theme of finality. Goodbye, that's all she wrote. We feel we're at the end of a situation and some type of ending or closure is imminent. I feel that over the last few years there have been so many ending phases and so many conclusions going on, and many people are stuck between yesterday and tomorrow. And many people are ending and know that they're starting new beginnings. Stuck is what is called a lineal phase. That definition is being intermediate between two states or two regions. transitional, and interdeterminate. Also, we're on the threshold or entrance into a new state of being, a new life. I like the word threshold because we're going to be making some important choices over the summer and early fall months. So here's probably your question. What new portal do I choose? At what point do I step back into a specific kind of purposeful purpose? I want to bring you some insights and intuitive energy tonight about what it means to be in transitional or lineal phase, and how we can use this time in a way that is most meaningful and does not demean the inherent spiritual or cosmic purpose behind being in a place or being in a state like this, and at the same time does not enforce too much or prolong this state of transition. We're going to be in this state for a while, and I don't want you to get confused, mixed up, or discouraged. The first step is to realize that something is done. Something very purposeful and challenging has been completed. Something that will open you up to a greater use of energy has been completed, and it's done. Example. Someone has completed an example or goal, and they've already won the Olympics, per se, and they don't quite know what to do or what to try next. They're in a state of peace and quiet, and they just don't understand what they need to do next. Nothing is being presented. Also, they don't feel that intense feeling, that driven feeling, that high and very challenging and difficult state that they were in before when preparing for the Olympics. Also, sometimes people can confuse a lineal state with a peace state. When people are in a state of difficulty, violence, pain, or trauma, they sometimes develop a certain chemical coping system. This can be biological, relating to the adrenaline and the chemistry of the body in a state of stress versus the state of peace. When people get into lineal space or into an in-between stage in their life, it's often a time to heal, especially when they are overly stressed. Because at the end of the day, it's very bad for their health to have this energetic pressure going on, even though it can be different between viability or survival, fight or flight. But we can't stay in that energy for very long because the body breaks down. If you are finding yourself in a transitional phase in your life, or between two goals, two ideas, feeling conflicted like a yo-yo, I want to be in that industry, or maybe that one over there, or maybe that one over there, or I have something going now, so I can't select a specific goal or purpose, one that I would prefer, because of I'm over here. The new path could feel infinite in a way. This is very true with Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, but also we have Jupiter in Gemini. And these are both signs of duality, mutable, and are both very active in the cosmos right now. Aquarius also has a sense of duality because it's the water bearer, pouring water from one jug into the other. And Pluto will be heading back to 0 degrees Aquarius in November. So we have a lot of symbolism that deals with duality. And at this time, for the collective, is duality expressing itself as a linear space or a Mr. In-between. It's very possible to see people undertaking dual purposes, working two jobs at once, studying and working, or dating two people at the same time. The challenge is that when we have so many different things going on that we are placing our energy into, we run the risk of being overextended. Although it's healthy to have diversity, but each individual thing could be lacking in quality. I need to hurry up because I have to be there in 10 minutes, so I have to rush through this. Then your efforts become fragmented from the root, from the center. We have danger of splitting apart something that once was centralized. Now we ask the question, centralization versus decentralization at many levels. And this becomes a question of the greater hierarchy of the specific reality. Centralization or decentralization. Now, I've talked a lot about it, and you know we're coming into decentralization, but we're in the middle of the process. This will not just be at the level of global conflict or global power, but at the mundane or individual level as well. Can I devote myself to just one thing, or do I need to separate my energy into many different paths? I sense that people want the added security of separating their energy into multiple different tasks right now. That is what the Age of Aquarius asks of us. Right now, all of this is at the same frequency as the lineal space, so you have to prepare yourself psychologically. 1, to feel you're not fully committed to just one thing, and 2, to be willing to divest yourself of other things and to commit to just one thing. Now, we've had a few years recently with the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. For example, in 2022, we had this feeling of generating this ultimate cause, or essentially centralizing into one element or into one cohesive persona, one ego. This was the growth of egotism at that time, the growth of the ego in general. And now there's a contrary force to that, and that energy has done what it's needed to do, and it's shown, proven what it needed to show us. Now it's moving. And we're regrouping. Also, we're realigning because there is something in the system that is not working systematically. Something is conflicting. Something is not the best for us. So we need to regroup and we need to change the system. Now we're going to pause here for the weekly cosmic tip. And I'll be back to explain a lot more after that. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BVSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip, week of June 24th through June 30th, 2024. The full moon was with us on Friday, along with the summer solstice. The sun has moved into Cancer as well. This was a big, bright full moon and represented secrets coming out and allowing the truth to come up to the light. The moon, Mercury, and Venus are all in a condition astrologers call out of bounds. This occurs when a planet goes beyond their normal path, above or below the ecliptic. Think of a flat plate extending out from the equator. Out-of-bounds planets operate in extreme, like Jack the Ripper one day and Mother Teresa the next. Mercury out-of-bounds can have you talking to everyone and running a lot of errands one day, and then becoming a couch potato the next. Venus can run the extremes of relationships or money and be warm and fuzzy one day and leave you alone the next. Spending money one day and being a cheapskate or broke the next. The full moon in Capricorn, out of bounds, is a bit more complicated. The simple explanation is that your emotions can run like a roller coaster, from highs to lows. Capricorn tells you to grow up, be responsible, and get to work. The Sun in Cancer wants to nurture and be nurtured. You must take responsibility for managing the pendulum extremes, or they will manage you. The complicated part is that Neptune is making a challenging relationship to the full moon. Neptune offers you the opportunity to go off on a vision quest one day and then just want to melt into the sofa and be alone, escaping into a good movie the next. A higher vibration way of saying it is that you are challenged to open up to a higher vision for your life. How can you play your part in the larger collective of the world while still nurturing yourself and being in the present moment? After a few challenging weeks, good vibrations return this week. This is a laid-back rest time. It's perfect for planning out your long-term future. Monday is filled with revved-up energy and even a few smiles. Fatigue could set in later on, so plan on spending the evening at home. Wednesday and Thursday are excellent for exchanging ideas and finally to get some lasting ideas, finding solutions to problems, and mapping out some long-term goals. Feelings of focus and innovation abound. If you have some practical dreams, now is the perfect time to write up that business plan. Wednesday is the best date night of the week. Venus is indicating a change in our feelings of love and relationships. Make sure you express yourself clearly to others and avoid miscommunication. Friday is overflowing with creativity and romance, especially with group outings. Saturday is filled with electric inspiration, passion, and love. You could get swept off your feet by someone who is pleasantly considerate and spicily seductive, a very rare combination. If someone catches your eye or randomly approaches you, it might be worth it to take a romantic chance. Saturn turns retrograde in Pisces on Saturday, so oppression is in the air and many are feeling a sense of seriousness with world affairs. This can pertain to a feeling of depression and a shift in consciousness worldwide. Financial markets will begin to turn for a downward cycle. Many karmic retributions will become very real during this time. Instant karma will come to many, so expect to get back what you've been giving out to others. Avoid that overthinking or overexerting yourself on Sunday because the slow energies are not good for getting things done. Instead, design your future path and begin it immediately. Logic will lead the way. As June ends, you know that it's more than time to make your dreams come true. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back, and we're talking about the in-between stage that really started May 30th and goes through until December 12th. Try to take advantage of this time to review, let go, and plan ahead. While Neptune is retrograde, we will be going through this transitional phase. It starts on July 2nd. And it goes through December 12th of 2024. They are the dates of the Neptune retrograde transit. This energy will be in effect until Neptune moves into Aries on March 30th, 2025. Neptune in Pisces at 29 degrees is on the aneuritic degree of the entire zodiac. not just Pisces. Pisces ends the zodiac, and Aries brings us to a new era and new beginnings. So we are letting go. It is always difficult to put everything aside that we have ever known and start over. And that's why we're going through. All as a collective, this reflective stage for our human benefit. This relative state is asking us to understand the long-running moral elements of all the different areas of our life, over our entire life, and perhaps all the lives our soul has ever experienced. Generational questions, the family lineage, and how is the harmonizing or not in the current life you are living now? In the now, how have you been able to pull up your ancestry lineage? That's a very important thing to look at during this time period. When I was younger, I'm in New Hampshire now, I'm in my family home, but I came up here to stay when I had TB at 8, and my grandmother told me about ancestral lineage, and I didn't believe her. I didn't believe that as we act now, we can literally pull our family souls up to a higher vibration, a higher frequency. But since I've been living here since 2020, I know it's true. I can feel it. This energy also deals with individual perceptions of control. Here is where people have a struggle when they need to feel in charge or in control of things. Longer running momentums are beyond any human capacity right now. This concerns the collective limits or the state of the collective transitional orientation. People are realizing that some of these momentums that are working out globally at this time are not something that an individual person can change. They have to automatically change. There doesn't seem to be a steering component as to how this will end up changing. And essentially, people can get into odd power dynamics at this time, where they might want to take the wheel or change something. But the outset of that compared to motivational factor with the goal that was set in taking the wheel or in taking the helm. The result that happens later is perhaps polarized to the expectations. It's not going to turn out the way you think it will. With Jupiter in Gemini during this ending phase, taking us into May of 2025, when Saturn and Neptune move into Aries, we will get some major new beginnings and a major changes. We are more likely to be in our new change. We are more likely to be in our new chapter and stepping onto our new path into realities, territories, areas that you have never been before. And this is going to be coming in 2025. But we can't rush it here. We're already ending June of 2024. Wow. We are less than a year away from this energetic change, going from Pisces to Aries. And then Jupiter will go into Cancer, which is a cardinal sign, in May of 2025. There's going to be a feeling that people want to rush. We've got Mars and Jupiter being very active for the rest of this year, for the rest of 2024, and being frustrated, annoyed, or disarmed that they don't feel an immediate gratification or immediate resolution put into place. But everything is not put back into place. But that's where the ego wants to be. You know, we've really become spoiled, especially in America. We want it now. There's going to be a difficulty here. into most of 2025. Why can't I just make a choice or a decision that resolves all of this? Why is there irresolution? Why can't there be something happening? Where's that North Star? That North Star that was guided by people eons ago, by our ancestors. Why isn't there immediate centralization, which a lot of people seem to be craving, despite taking action that suggests the opposite? This is the characteristic of being in a transitional or lineal phase of your life. Perhaps there are many actions, identities, egos, and motivations that run contrary to each other. Does your lifestyle match your spirituality or religion? Does the location you live in match the needs for your health? What is the lifestyle you are connecting to now? It is very easy to be struggling with two-mindedness, with the duality we have in the cosmos, Jupiter in Gemini, Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, Pluto in Aquarius. It's important to check with your guides and angels. In what ways are the ideologies I've chosen, or in what ways are the actions and choices that I'm making, are they working against each other or for each other? I find that I have to make a lot of money. I find that I want to create a higher frequency in my life. Yet I have developed a spendthrift element in my nature, making all of this being out on a tangent. What would be better at this time? That would be to have a goal. I have a financial goal that I need to meet. I need to really not deprive myself, but to certainly take full advantage in my capacity to really get ahead if I'm in time of prosperity. On another side, you can see people committing to long-term relationships or getting married, and because they have authority, the new restrictions in their life, it can cause them to have a wandering eye, which makes the marriage a game or a sham. People don't like restrictions. The new younger people that were born in the 70s, 80s, and 90s did not have discipline like the older people did. This is one of the shadows in the collective right now. No patience, no acceptance. The shadow kind, they kind of like to flirt with the grass is greener stories. Some people embark on a major energetic investment and a lot of effort to make a lot of money and have a marriage, while at the same time they become a spendthrift and have an affair. This is what I see in the collective right now. Without the new job, business, and marriage, they would become frugal and magnanimous. Isn't that strange? But when they are confined with responsibilities, they want to experience what they kind of thought they were in before, which was really poverty and the ability to have multiple relationships, all because they weren't committed. It's strange how people get motivated to make things better in their lives, more prosperity, a good relationship, partnership, and then develop a desire to jeopardize those things. Or they think they can have the best of both worlds. And this is basically the energy of darkness and evil operating in people right now, where they unknowingly jeopardize all their efforts, jeopardize the cohesion of their God-given gifts and miracles, in order to experience spiritual anarchy. Spiritual anarchy, We will be talking a lot more about that after our break. And I have two songs tonight, and they're both about being in between and going back to yesterday. We'll be back after we take the break.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's Sanitizing Healing Spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's Sanitizing Healing Spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between. Thick and slimy lean. Mr. In Between.
Well, I'm too old for girls and I'm too young for women. I've looked looked all around and my hopes are a-dimming. I feel like a fish not allowed any swimming. And it makes a fella mean to feel he's a part of the lost generation. I feel like a choo-choo that can't find the station. I work like a dog with no recreation. They call me Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between. Makes a fella mean. Mr. In Between.
Got a hot rod Chevy with the twin carburetor. And I know a gal that's a real sharp tomato. And she's got a daddy with a caddy that'll date her. You see what I mean? Those sweet little things just set me a-droolin'. I'm too big for sodas and I'm too old for schoolin'. Too young for lovin', but I'm too old for foolin'. They call me Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between. Tries to live so clean. Mr. In Between.
I feel like a sailboat kept in a bottle. I feel like an engineer that can't find the throttle. I'm too small to walk, but I'm too big to toddle. And Lordy, I'm turning green to see all the men making time with the ladies, the high school kids at the show with their babies, while I run around like a dog with the rabies. They call me Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between. Better leave the
scene, Mr. In Between. When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well. Yesterday once more.
Shoo-be-doo-lang-lang. Shoo-be-doo-lang-lang.
Looking back on how it was in years gone by, and the good times that I had, makes today seem rather sad. So much had change. It was songs of love that I would sing to them, and I'd memorize each word. Those old melodies still sound so good to me as they melt the years away. Every shot. Still shine.
All the oldies
it's yesterday once more.
Well, I'm back, and now we're going to be talking about spiritual anarchy. I'm going to explain it to you. People feel that they can do anything. There's a delusion at this time. There's even an unsolicited cult of people right now who like to jeopardize everything for the fun of it because they think they just can. Be very careful right now. If you are having a lot of these impulses, I would go into therapy. Don't allow this energy, these impulses, to become stories in your life. The biggest power we have at this time is to end certain stories. Right now, we're at an important ending time. So we've been engaging with something that's dark, very dark. Engaging with anything or jeopardizing anything that you can imagine in your life, ask yourself, am I in some way enacting in a zero game? It's a zero game because you never win, and it usually hurts you and other people, to where it really doesn't matter whether I left anything behind or not. This is a very powerful question. On another note, are you acting out stories that will have people leaving you behind? They don't want to be around you because of your actions. I can think of a few people in the news that do that. Because I'm so difficult to deal with, or my life is causing spiritual anarchy, which is making people afraid of me or very disenchanted with me, we need to be very sensitive to this. It's not about seeking popularity. It's not about being a people pleaser. It's the polar opposite issue, where people can be so difficult at this time. They're out of their heads. They're out of their minds. People are so out for their own gains, for their own pleasure. It's almost like a desperate kind of energy. Like, I've waited so long, I've had all these years where I've never gotten what I wanted, and now I'm going to douse everything, all of the past, with gasoline and throw that match. Well, most of that is done with people right now. That's what we've been doing in 2023 and 2024. You took a chance. You changed your life. But it may not have brought you the feelings that you thought you wanted. Maybe you felt a sense of loss. Here's how it works. The energies of evil and darkness that's so prevalent right now, it tries to coax people into a romantic romance of loss. It tries to coax people into self-destruction. Instead of lighting a match on all those negative energies, let's light it on your stabilities, on your strength. Burn away or create a tower moment on all that you've worked so hard for while keeping the destructive behavior at the same time. This is what we're seeing right now, everywhere. If you know of someone who is demonstrating this behavior right now, then I'm glad you're listening to Let's Find Out tonight. If you have family members, friends, whoever, whatever types of contacts you have, is a process of personal anarchy and personal destruction. Be aware that we have to regroup. We have to accept this time of Mr. In Between, between yesterday and tomorrow, as a time for healing within ourselves and not doing this negative reaction. People get very reactive to this energy. It causes people to lose sleep. It's where we light workers get tested. People on the outside looking in and watching people during this destructive phase, watching their behavior. And there can be collateral damage around this dark energy. And we don't want that collateral damage to be us. So you have to be very careful. With all these mutable signs, airy planets with us right now, we get so tested with our strength and fortitude of our consciousness. All of this is a part of ascension, but people don't talk about it much. Despite this person doing this to me, despite my change in finances, despite living in a place that's not quite right, despite all of these challenges, I am trusting in my vibration. I am trusting in my ascension, in my karmic status, in my choices, in my own long-term momentum. Try not to undo any of the work you've done for yourself in the past. There's a very strong, I really don't know what to call it, what to call this energy. There's a powerful dark force, dark energy right now to dismantle all the things that have actually worked for us just because they are bored, essentially, or because they find it difficult to maintain long-term momentum. They want to dismantle, but they can't present anything better, any new growth. So everything crumbled. They want to take away our gas stoves. They want to take away our heat. They want to take away our air conditioners. They want to take away our washing machines. They want to kill our animals. It's ridiculous. It's particularly hard in this era. We just came through COVID, and now we have inflation and the global themes right now. You work hard all your life to own something, or you work to have a certain income, or to create a strong family structure. And it's very hard to maintain this. It's very hard to maintain these structures because we have a succession crisis. We have a change happening based on Pluto and Neptune being on the cusp of a new planet. There's change whenever the outer planets change signs. It's like passing on the baton or like changing the backdrop of the collective stage. Remember, I told you people are walking out of the theater. Some people are staying. This causes people to ask essential questions. What was the purpose? What means anything? This can become very juvenile sometimes, and incoherent as well. Then other people can't relate to the people questioning. You know how much I would give to have that? La, 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 la. So it starts all this conflict. And for the people who are in a proximity to it, to this energy, they can be thrust into this lineal space, the in-between. I don't want you to think that being in between is negative. It's really a gift. It indicates that there's a lot of options. It also indicates that health should be prioritized, as well as an opportunity for regrouping and adapting to the way that things are changing because of the conflicts that I've been laying out here. Another element that I'm sensing is this in-between space that many of us are in right now, along with Neptune turning retrograde and having this dominance of Gemini Pisces energy, which is prone to confusion and difficulty. Have you been struggling with confusion? Have you been having a lot of two-mindedness, indecision, or being lost in a fog? What do we do with regards to this? While this is tricky, there are a lot of ancestral roots with this energy, a lot of reasons that this is happening. It's almost impossible to quantify it all. There's been a change in brain chemistry because of the media orientation that we've had going on at this time. It's hard to hold our focus on problems. Our energy is on so many different areas at the same time that it's hard to summon up our energy. If you can't focus and you can't summon up your energy, this brings on confusion, along with being on the plateau, along with stagnation. What we need to do, collectively and individually, is plan for the future, or divest our energy from certain areas, because basically we need to reclaim our energy and our time. Simplify things down and reduce things down as much as you can. Begin the healthy process of making choices that can't really go wrong for you. Look economically. Look into your household. Get out of the mind a little bit with honesty and transparency. It's hard for your decisions to go wrong, especially if you're meditating with your angels along the way. The state of the home, the state of our expression, our responses, how we're integrating with others and the community. Are we relying on good ethics and values and creating really stable conditions, stable decisions to be a foundation that is existing in real life? Caring for your home, working with a garden, forming solid relationships. I know the human factor is always crazy. You never know how others will change. But be sure to reduce or eliminate people who are acting a little crazy or are in these destructive places that we've talked about. And don't allow it to become a negotiation process. Just take a firm action. Goodbye, that's all she wrote. Firm executive action is wonderful, but it has to be balanced, and in many cases, we may need some advice. Talk to a trusted advisor. Maintain a good sense of balance in everything. If you are feeling disoriented or confused, just take that deep breath and simplify your life and concerns. Body, health, home, and daily routine. Allow the energy to flow through you and express out to the community, the world, and the cosmos. Ascend and bring in love, peace, balance, and harmony. I hope all of this has helped tonight and helps to explain what we'll be going through starting in a week. And you can download this and play it once in a while so you can be reminded of what's going on and what this energy is. Luckily, it'll leave us by the end of the year. Thank God. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. It's been wonderful talking to you tonight. I really had a wonderful time preparing this message for you. And I'll be back next week as we open up the month. Take care and good night.
Between yesterday and tomorrow, there is between day and night, between black and white, there is more, there is more than gray. Between the question and the answer, there's the silence of the sea. Between the cradle and the grave, there is the someone.
Sweet moonlight.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the almighty power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.